Art of Molecule Podcast.
Welcome to our audio logbook from the 74th edition of the Locarno Film Festival. For the second time, the NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering in Basel participated in the festival's so-called Base Camp, a cineastic laboratory of ideas. A truly unique and special cooperation. A group of five young researchers from ETH Zurich and the University of Basel met, discussed, and worked with audiovisual artists from around the world, allowing them to improve their science communication skills and to take a huge leap out of the conventional scientific in-the-box thinking. Amongst many other things, our researchers were asked to record a daily audio logbook about their Locarno experience using only their mobile phones as a recording device. In this Art of Molecule podcast, Akanksha Jain invites you to follow her on her 10-day base camp journey. Akanksha is a postdoctoral researcher from India in the lab of Professor Barbara Treutlein at the Department of Biosystems, Science and Engineering of ETH Zurich. So Akanksha, tell us all about your base camp experience at the 74th Locarno Film Festival.
We have reached the Locarno base camp after an uneventful but cramped train ride followed by heavy pouring. We managed to get some lunch near the train station. The Locarno base camp is in a really beautiful location. We are surrounded by a very green field kind of an area. It's very grassy and there are little hills all around. Our rooms are dormitories. From the outside, the base camp looked really cool and like an old style military building. And from the inside, it's pretty much the same. It's dorms and it's common toothbrushing, face washing areas, slightly older style toilets. I'm a little unhappy about the shower and the toilet options, but otherwise the rooms look cool and this could really turn out to be an interesting experience. In addition, me and the two other Locarno scientists are Uni and Viviana. We are all in the same room and we have three filmmakers in the room. One of them is from Singapore and her movie is competing in the Open Doors short films. The another one is also from Singapore but actually coming from Los Angeles in USA. And her movie is also going to be a part of the Open Doors shorts. The third one is from Phnom Penh in Cambodia. And I'm not sure where her movie screening will be. For now, bye-bye. In the evening, the base camp really came alive. It was beautifully lit with colorful lights. There's a bar area. There's also a DJ area with live music and also pre-recorded nice techno kind of music. In the music area, there are some chairs and more like disco lights and colorful ambience at play. So we decided to sit there and have a chat over drinks. We had a very interesting chat with Baptiste, who is a filmmaker and also the roommate of Bechen and Renan. Baptiste is doing his research about film history. So he's going to research how all the old movies capture Antarctica, the videography experience behind it, what was the kind of technique people used, what were the motivations behind their shots, etc. He's also very knowledgeable about ethnography and history in general, as he has studied a lot of prehistory. So we had a very good chat about cave paintings in France and the portrayal of animals, how the different cave paintings that are known are really far apart. And it's very hard to interpret what was the motivation that humans at the time took to make those paintings and how they were using them. We also discussed something called as the 48-hour film project. So this is almost like a hackathon for filmmakers. It happens every year. He and his team has won it twice. So the idea is that they go there and on Friday, they're given a short idea about what the script could be, some object that has to be a part of the film, some instrument that has to be used. And on the spot, the filmmakers come up with a script, do their shooting over the weekend within 48 hours, and they have to submit the films to the jury. Sounds like a really cool idea. And I could think of all these coding hackathons that happen in science where people think about some sort of analysis that they want to do, put all the computer scientists in a group and they're just coding for the week or for the weekend and you just deliver it. Besides this, we chatted about various topics and he mentioned that the next day is the screening of a movie called as Mad God by Phil Tippett. And this movie has been 30 years in making. He is this really famous VFX and visual artist who has done a lot of visual work behind several famous Hollywood movies. And it's the world premiere of his stop motion production. So we are thinking of attending that and more about it in the next audiologue. Day 2 at the Locarno Base Camp. Today was a very surprisingly bright day. The weather prediction for the whole week had been rainy, but today was actually very good. It was nice and sunny, but also not very warm. We had not seen any movies on day 1, so today we decided to go and catch the opening screening of Phil Tippett's Mad Gods. This movie is almost 30 years in making. It's a stop animation, stop motion. It was visually breathtaking. The CGI, the visual effects, everything, the music was just completely crazy. But besides the joy of watching such a masterpiece, it was also a very heavy movie. It had some really gory, some really blood and operation and surgery and kind of segments which were very psychedelic but also psychologically not good segments. So for these segments, I was closing my eyes and I just decided to conveniently ignore them. But rest of the movie, I would say it was just visually breathtaking. There was a portion where there was a metal block that bursts into shimmer and turns into the galaxies. I absolutely loved that. Interestingly, I tweeted about the movie, about Phil Tippett premiering the movie, and he decided to like it and retweet it, which made my tweet get almost 40,000 impressions. The first time ever that I've had such a thing. So all in all, it was a nice experience, a good movie, a good follow-up discussion, and a panel question and answer round. After that, we moved, roamed around the Piazza Grande. We were looking around to see just the area, the rotunda, etc. We ended with a nice dinner. And that's it. We came back to the camp. We were very exhausted and we had a meeting with Ralph about the next day and how to cover the events better with some feedback. We slept quite late the previous night as it was a free pasta event, followed by a panel discussion with the filmmakers at the Locarno Film Academy. The discussion was moderated by Stefano and introduced different filmmakers from all over the world who were invited by the Academy to shoot their films. This event went on till quite late, so I had to miss the last part and I went to sleep. Saturday began, we decided to go out and still cover the film festival, maybe watch a few movies and write about the different events. We went out to get lunch, as unfortunately there is no lunch options at the base camp, so we left around 3. We found a small pizzeria on the way to the film festival, but unfortunately it was already raining quite heavily by then. We decided to eat at the pizzeria and got caught in a very violent thunderstorm. I doubt I have seen such a strong thunderstorm in Switzerland in my stay here in the last 2 years. By the time we reached the base camp, There was almost a 1 foot high swimming pool of collected water due to the thunder. We got completely wet and arrived almost shivering. We changed. The chef at the base camp was really nice to heat up some water for us, and I could have a nice peppermint and chamomile tea. This helped me and the shivering was gone, and we found our energy back to participate in the alive night activities at the base camp. So we had been curating and cutting our pictures to group them into certain common themes. We took the pictures to the hallway near the reception and began our installation. What followed was about 1.5 hours of back-breaking work, with everyone bending and cutting and sticking, me being the tape dispenser. But eventually, the hard work of our labor was out there for everyone to be seen. We are really pleased and really happy with how the installation looks. There is a certain internal symmetry to it, and we have stuck a lot of A4 size sheets and a pen, inviting everyone at the base camp to write their first impression and their interpretation of our scientific data. The idea behind this installation, which we are calling as First Impressions, is to see how a non-scientific audience, especially artists, see our data, which we have tried to present in the most artistic way, with the use of different colors in microscopy images, with the use of computer analysis and different kind of maps and graphs. We want them to write about what they think it is, a sketch that comes to their mind, a word that comes to their mind, whatever is the first impression of our data. After this immense effort and hard work, we had a very satisfied sleep, and that's how Saturday ended at the Locarno Base Camp. Ciao! Audio log, day 4. We have just had a very nice breakfast. We have a selection of muesli, fruits, bread, and of course coffee and tea. Today everyone is very tired, although we slept well in the last 2 nights, but the schedule is now getting to us a bit. In addition, it's not really a sunny day, it's a bit overcast, it's a bit chilly. I'm sitting outside the base camp in the grassy area, and I'm enjoying just the fresh air. I like this. I'm just happy looking at the surroundings, the little hills, clouds, and the lush green grass and trees. We do not have any particular plan for today, but most likely we will invest time on figuring out our science project. Bechen has brought back plates from Basel. Uni has cut up the picture. She was curating it based on some ideas, and we most likely will get our whiteboard today. So we are thinking of making an exhibit called First Impressions with pictures relevant to our work, like microscopy images, U-maps, microfluidic chambers, etc. But we do not have a legend on that. So we want that people have a look at it, think about it, and express it in different ways. They can write a word, they can make a picture, they can do a caricature. And then eventually when we do the science night, we would like to have a discussion about not only the pictures, but also various terminologies that are very scientific, but could be very misleading for a layman perspective. So most likely today we'll be working on the exhibit and the project. Audio log, Tuesday, 10th of August at the Locarno Film Festival. It has become more and more difficult to wake up, and I'm guessing that's because of all the accumulated sleep from the last few days. In the beginning, it was a bit difficult to settle in, but now it seems like we have a rhythm. It's almost the middle of the festival. We have formed a kind of a schedule. And interestingly, after the thunderstorms and crazy rain showers of the weekend, the weather has started becoming quite hot. So the morning today began with the usual breakfast, where I managed to run at 10:15 and grab something before the breakfast closes. After that, we decided to do the bioscience bacteria swiping with our roommate Giselle. Giselle is a young bachelor student. She's only 24 and she's come from Singapore. She's super nice and she was quite curious to suggest something and be a part of the bioscience project that we have decided to do at the base camp. So for this, she brought her Super 8 Canon film camera. And then I gave her a swiping earbud, and she used it to swipe all around her camera really well. And then she was very creative about it. So I just gave her the LB agar plate, and she doesn't know what to do with it. I had to explain a little bit about how the bacteria grow on the plate, and she can be free with whichever way she wants to merge her art with our science. So she, after swiping it a little bit, actually decided to use the Chinese character, which represents her Chinese name. So she drew this beautiful character, which for me, of course, is just like a little painting. And that was it. That was the project. And we were very excited now to see whether something comes up from that. Following this, because it was quite hot and I was not feeling super well, I decided to relax a bit and only go out in the evening when the weather became a little cooler. So in the evening, me, Beichen and Renan, we met up at somewhere near the Piazza Center area. And we were looking for a restaurant to have food before a movie screening. So the restaurant we wanted to go to had no place. And somewhere in these by alleys, a little close by, we found this small place which actually had its backyard completely free. And the kitchen was gonna close in an hour, so they decided to sit us in the backyard on a stone bench, which was very cute. And I must say, this was probably one of my most favorite meals, especially considering the heat. It was just amazing food. We had a very nice bruschetta and a gazpacho, this cold tomato cucumber soup. I absolutely fell in love with that. And I'm saying that, I mean, I knew about gazpacho. I'm not sure if I've ever had it before, but I was really not feeling well by then. And this soup just calmed me down. So amazing food. And I got my energy back because I was very excited for the movie screening of that day, which is a pure commercial Hollywood style movie with Ryan Reynolds. So the movie was called as Free Guy. So after food, all of us, except Viviana, who hadn't joined us this evening, we ran to the piazza to find a chair, and we managed to find something in the absolute corner because it was completely full. This was one of the first nights after the rains that a screening was happening. It was an English cinema, very commercial one, so I'm guessing everyone wanted to see it, like us. So it was quite hard to find a chair, and it was actually really funny because the chair on which Beichen was sitting had a senior woman behind who was not ready to make any adjustments. So she made Beichen move his chair, which means the guy had both of his knees on either side of the chair in front of him. So he was that squashed. We managed to move him somehow, and believe me, he laughed so hard throughout the movie that it was payback time to anyone around us who made us uncomfortable. So my summary would be that it was an amazing movie, maybe not the most artistic movie and not exactly Locarno style that I had seen so far, but this was very much my kind of movie. It was really very, very funny, set in a video game, silly comedy, very light. So perfect for the midway through Locarno experience. So following this movie, we ran back to the base camp, and again, there were some activities scheduled, but I decided to skip that night. And that is it. That is my log for Tuesday. Ciao. August 11th, Wednesday, at the Locarno Film Festival 2021. I decided to go and catch up with Renan in this room we called as the Pillows Room. The Pillow Room is this pretty big, nice, cozy room in the in the ground floor of the base camp, which has these giant round mattresses. I've never seen such mattresses before. So you can sink into the mattress and relax. And Rainer was writing his daily Facebook post on that. We had a fan to ourselves and we were just lying down there chilling for a while and decided to eventually go for food. By the time we reached the city center, we managed to find a nice restaurant a bit on the sides. We randomly bumped into it. And guess what? Like the previous day, I ordered a gazpacho. And I think, I dare say that this was even better. And then I wanted to see more movies. But by the time I finished food, I was not really feeling great. And I decided to go back to the base camp and chill rather at the base camp and skip a day of movies altogether. Once I was back at the base camp, this was actually a nice idea because this was almost the first afternoon and evening which I had free completely to myself. So I was sitting in the garden, just lying down on the grass, and all the other artists were doing their own thing. I saw Sian, who's an artist. She was hanging some of her birdhouses and creating some stuff. I saw Hubert try out his drones. I think he was making a movie which will be screened later at the Piazza on one of the last days. And it was quite cool. He had like flying people with his drones. I also met Linda, who was creating a giant tapestry as a part of her project. So this evening was quite cool because it meant I got to interact with all of these guys and relax a bit with a fan on myself. I also hung out with Juliara. I don't know if I have mentioned her before. She's an actress and a filmmaker who's currently in London. She's half Syrian and half Swiss, and she's really cool. We had really nice discussions about the process of science and the process of filmmaking, Middle East, Arabic culture, etc., etc. Pretty much that was the whole day. That is it. Ciao. Hey guys, this is my audio log for Thursday, 13th of August. Today I was back with a bang. I really wanted to now maximize my day, talk to as many people as possible, do many, many things, watch many, many movies and make up for the lost, in quotes, lost time. The day began as usual with a breakfast and then I checked out the LB agar plates with the bacteria bioscience. And guess what? They are growing like wildfire. This is so cool. Now I'm getting really excited by this project. Not only I see a lot of bacteria, but I see that there might be some small differences. Some plates seem to be growing some mycelium, especially Sean's plate. Some plates don't really have much growth. I think just one or two. But the others seem to be having the typical white bacterial spots. Especially Giselle's plate with the Chinese character looks so beautiful. It looks like art. So I was busy taking some pictures in the morning. And in the afternoon, it was actually five short films under this short film contest where Giselle also had her movie screening, Yi, or Time Passes in Strange Ways on a Sunday. So all the movies were actually quite nice. I think I'm liking this format of short films more and more. This is cool compared to watching a long movie. And each of them had a sadness to it. There was one movie which was quite interesting in juxtapositioning a musical with a normal film. And I thought it was the song and dance routine was more to create a musical style. But actually, later on in the discussion, I found out that the song and dance musical aspect was to hint at the fantasy part. So the real part of the movie was the normal style, and whenever it was a musical style, it was more indicating towards fantasy and wishes and something that's not true. So it was a sad movie. The last movie from Giselle was actually very, very beautiful. I really loved the camera work. The frames were very clean. It had a slight bluish, yellowish tinge to it, giving it a melancholic feeling. The subject was really sad. It was about how a mother is dealing with her emotions when she sees the childhood best friend of her deceased son get married. So it was a very touching subject and it actually got me quite emotional. And I was very impressed considering Giselle is quite young and she handled this kind of a subject. So I would like to interview her later about this. But I didn't stop there, right? I wanted to make the best out of this day. So next I ran to see a movie, Zeros and Ones. It has Ethan Hawke. It looked really exciting exciting because it has Ethan Hawke and I like his movies. It's in English. It was at Palexpo and I was for the first time at Palexpo and it's a beautiful theater with a very interesting industrial style grid ceiling. But alas, that movie was probably one of the most crazy movies I've ever seen. I couldn't understand anything. When it comes to a single scene, yes, I understood that. But what was happening? What was the story? I have no clue. I kind of died. I must say that. And I really thought I'm dumb. But once I left the cinema hall and spoke to my esteemed dear colleagues, Uni and Raynan and Viviana, turns out no one got it. So it feels good. I'm not the only one. Most of us didn't get that movie on what was going on. After this, we had some food. We ran and got some like light dinner. And then we went for another movie. So I wasn't sure if I now wanted to watch a movie at the Piazza Grand open screening. But I'm not sure if I'll be back here tomorrow. So yeah, why not? Let's try. And the movie was Yaya Eleni. The Walking Liberty, yeah. It's an animation film. It's in Italian and I watched it with subtitles. The evening was very funny because more chairs broke on the Piazza Grand. So this has become a routine now. Every time I go there, I start counting how many chairs break and I'm absolutely freaked out if my chair is gonna break. Jokes apart, the movie was very, very nice. I loved it. It had a strange style to it. Maybe it's cultural and I don't know Italian people. So it's their way of speaking and it was a cool movie. All in all, a very, very fruitful day. And then we went back to the base camp, which had like the giant party going on. So this is like the last big party where you can interact with a lot of people. And yeah, it was good. I must say I decided not to hang out for too long again because I'm slightly freaked out about the COVID. We have seemingly escaped it so far, but the chances of me getting it, the more I go in public are more. So I kind of decided to stay for half an hour and talk to a few people, had a nice chat with Francisco, who's the organizer, and then I left. I am actually slightly sad today because I realized this is the last day. Where did the week go? I don't remember anything. I remember the first 3-4 days. I remember time till Saturday. And then I just remember today. In between, I think it's a hodgepodge of a lot of movies, many different styles, a lot of discussions, interviews with the two filmmakers in our room. There's also a Cambodian artist in our room. Chatting with her, chatting with an actress, Yuliara, chatting with Bapti. So I'm kind of now summarizing that, yeah, it has been quite nice, but I don't remember where the time went. And I'm already getting sad that the festival is ending tomorrow and I'm leaving. So to make the best of the day, well, again, I started with checking out the plates, which are really growing like wildfire. So it's cool. We have things are heating up. We are very excited with the Bio Base Camps project. We are all brainstorming on the best way to take it back, how to do the follow-ups, etc., etc. Then we had a meeting. All of us had our last meeting with Ralph. The meeting was about summarizing our experiences, the things we liked, maybe things which can be improved for the next time. And I think in summary, I can say that this has been an incredible and unique experience. I need some time to process it maybe, but I doubt as a scientist we get opportunities to be an official part of a film festival and to live with upcoming young filmmakers, make friends with them. So yeah, I think I'm on a nostalgia trip now already before the base camp ends. In the afternoon, I ran to catch a Chinese movie about a new old play. It has a Chinese name, but this is the English translation, I think. The movie is 3 hours long, so I was slightly freaked out whether I would want to watch it. Two of my friends are visiting from Lausanne. They have been in Switzerland for almost 10 years. And it seems that I think for around last 5 years or so, or even a bit more, they always come to Locarno. So they are Locarno veterans. And I'm looking forward to chatting with them and seeing how this year was different, etc. So I ran to watch the movie. It was absolutely gorgeous. It was about a clown and after death, his life in Underworld, but done in a very theatrical style. The scenes, the cinematography, the colors, it was absolutely gorgeous. I just loved it. It was so unique. But already after 1 hour, I started feeling I am so tired. I don't think I can watch 2 more hours. I managed to watch 1 more hour and then I left. So I must say, I don't know the end of the movie. I would like to watch it again. And this is the kind of movie that probably shouldn't be at the end of the festival for people like us who have almost seen all of it. So yeah, so movie was gorgeous, but I would prefer it was edited to be around 2 hours and not so slow. Then I ran back to the base camp because it was the end of the fermentation project. So we were going to have a big, big banquet, like a giant spread of food and apero and fruits and breads and the fermented products from our hard work of labor. Sien and the team did a wonderful job of laying out the spread in the garden. We opened all the bottles. Nina and Mano from the fermentation project were also there. And they were really happy with how things turned out. I tasted extremely sour tomatoes. My giant jar of chilies wasn't fully ready, but I could feel the crunchiness. So even after almost a week of incubation, the chilies were absolutely crunchy and fresh and already slightly tart. I had my eyes on the jalapeno, which was bad for me because I was greedy. I took the one jalapeno inside and it was very, very spicy. So food apart and my food focus apart, I started chatting with this guy whose name unfortunately I've forgotten, but he is a reporter. He has been in many countries. He has stayed in Lebanon. He was in Afghanistan last year. And he was curious about India. He hasn't been there. So we had in the evening a really nice chat about journalism, about him covering different places, about war-torn conflict zones, about Jainism and Buddhism and ancient religions in India. So quite a wonderful chat. My style, I like these topics. I'm culturally and oriented. I love history. And with a lot of mosquitoes, I think each one of us is bitten by at least 10 mosquitoes on each leg and on each arm. Maybe through the fabric. Everyone was slapping themselves. Everyone was cursing. And I felt like I was back home. I felt like a guru in a humid environment talking about religions with mosquitoes. This is my last audio log about my experience at the Locarno Base Camp this year in 2021. I am back home and I'm trying to organize my thoughts about what the last 11 days have been. I must say that I was extremely honored, extremely grateful that I was chosen to be a part of this project. And I was also very, very excited before I went. I have interests in science communication. I have done theater before. We recently did a short film about our work in Barbara's lab. And this project, this opportunity, seemed to be the perfect way for me to gather more knowledge about it. And I think what is cool is that it was not what I imagined. So this was beyond my expectations. First thing, the base camp was a bit of a shock. It was really like a hostel, a military style basic building, basic amenities, but very cool social gathering halls on the ground floor. So it was cool to feel again a bit like a student, especially considering how the last 1 year has been with minimal social interactions. This was a new experience. It was a bit overwhelming in the beginning, but after 2 or 3 days of settling in with seeing so many people around, I think I'm really grateful that I got this chance to just talk to strangers and creative people again. The second amazing thing for me was realizing that I am staying in a room with film directors whose movies are chosen for an international film festival. Or I was sitting at breakfast table with aspiring actors, actors who are already working in movies and series, people who have made different kind of movies on subjects, photographer, a guy who's studying film history, all sorts of people who are associated with visual arts, artists working on tapestries, painters, yeah. So this was incredible, that feeling that I'm making friends with them, learning about their process, learning about how they think, having these chats about the way science works. I always felt that our words for some reason don't overlap enough. And it kind of got confirmed that they don't understand us and we don't understand them so much. But what was interesting is that I realized that nevertheless, the process of our working is not so different. We all worry about grants. We all worry about money and funding for our projects. We all have an idea and you have to kind of write up and formulate that idea. You have to be technically sound. You have to gather a team and manage a project. So those aspects were really nice. The third thing was, of course, the realization that, oh, the amount of movies I got to watch. So not only we were a part of a base camp, we had full access to the festival, which is a very different kind of a festival. It wasn't very commercial popular cinema. It was very offbeat, giving a chance to a lot of international cinema from the Southeast Asia, especially, which I doubt I would ever get my hands on if I were to look myself. I don't know this kind of cinema, and it was beautiful. It was just so many different subjects and so creative. So some days I watched 3 movies a day, some days 1, 2. Nevertheless, after a long time, I could reunite with my passion of watching a lot of cinema. And just seeing that beautiful, beautiful leopard walk on the screen, growl, and just that simple statement, cinema is back. That was an amazing experience. I think I'm digressing a bit in trying to summarize my experience. But a bit of a highlight for me was also the fermentation project. In the beginning, I thought this has nothing to do with why I am at Locarno, right? I'm here to think about science communication, social media, filmmaking. What is fermentation doing in the middle of all of that? But what was cool is that this project actually provided an opportunity for all of us to just come together. It was an activity which was shared. Different people were mixing and standing on the tables, cutting, chopping away vegetables like crazy, like mad, putting them together, weighing, and finally the tasting. Starting as an event which got me a segue into introductions with different people, it ended as an event where I felt I'm sitting with friends in a week. So I was sharing a meal, which was just something that we all created. And we all shared our excitement about watching it change. Sian would release the gas after every few days, every few hours for the pot. So just watching this labor of love change, that brought us close together. So yeah, it perfectly fit. I also made good friends with the creators of the project, the 2 guys. And it's quite interesting to think about gut microbiome, microbial diversity associated with the fermentation, etc. So it has a lot of science behind it as well. And this is just a very simple way of communicating it through such an open community project. What was also impressive for me was that our team managed to think about 3 very different projects to do at the base camp. Before going to the base camp, these were just very preliminary ideas. We wanted to maybe do an installation. We wanted to maybe do an at night. But our team was able to develop them and bring them to almost a full conclusion. We had first impressions, which was a very, from our side, a very creative installation done at 1:30 a.m. in the night, which is the perfect time because that's when the base camp comes alive. So everyone could pass by and see us cutting those pictures, taking those pictures. It was curated by Uni in a very interesting way on how the flow of images, how the themes were. And it was amazing that actually people did take up the pens and draw around it or write their interpretations. So they were able to have a first impression of what it was, whether it was an animal or a glow-in-the-dark fish or whatever. So this was our first interaction with people, and they realized that there are five scientists amongst them who would like to know them better and maybe exchange their creativity with them. Our second project was the Basecamp Bioscience, which actually became a full-fledged and big project. It was amazing to see how interested the artists were to swipe their media of art, their cameras, their rings, their books to the plates, and how excited everyone was to come back and see how the plates were growing. So this was not just something that we suggested and they did out of courtesy. They were actually really excited by the idea of finding out the microbiome associated with their respective products. So we have collected all their details. We have collected the bacteria. We have stored them in -80, and I'm really quite excited to do a follow-up on this. All of these people come from different parts of the world. They use very different mediums. It would be cool to see what kind of bacterial diversity is associated with that. Lastly, there was the project about the interviews. We have done a few interviews which we still need to compile. Renan has taken a lead. He has done full-fledged interviews and he will be compiling them soon. I interviewed CU. Viviana interviewed Giselle. We also had a very nice chat with Juliara and Baptiste. So, yeah, our third project was more about interactions between scientists and artists and interviews and dialogue exchange. So with this, I would like to summarize and end this audio log. I would like to say that I think this is a very unique and incredible project. I have never heard of anything like that from all my PhD and postdoc friends, and I have a lot of them all over the world. So from my master's institute, many people are in America, many people are in Europe, and none of them have had this kind of an experience where their funding actually makes an effort to collaborate with communicators. So as a scientist, I would like to learn more about science communication from this kind of an experience, from being with the people who are good at it. And what the feedback I got from them is that they would love to know us. They would love to maybe visit our laboratories and check out how we do the science and how our life is. And maybe there'll be a cool movie soon, which as a main protagonist has a scientist and discusses our challenges and our lives.
This was Akanksha Jain's Art of Molecule logbook from the 74th edition of Locarno Film Festival. For more information, check our website artofmolecule.com and follow us on our social media channels.
Art of Molecule Podcast.